Patrick Davis is the Democratic candidate challenging incumbent Republican Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, who is running for a second term. Davis, a West Point graduate and combat veteran, lives with his family in Monroe. I spoke with him about the issues and why he's running in the first place.
I had already been working over the course of last year's presidential election as that was all unfolding with an organization called New Politics, based out of Massachusetts, an organization that endorsed me and helps recruit and train veterans, both from the military and service programs, to see if they want to get involved in politics. And if they do, it gives you some tools on how to do it. So in May, I started reaching out to the local Democratic Party to introduce myself and see how I could get involved. And at the same time is when the party didn't have a candidate to run against Newhouse for county executive.
Davis found it unacceptable that the incumbent could run unopposed, and among his priorities is working on economic development.
Well, first and foremost, it's about having a broader economic vision and a strategy. Right now, Orange County lacks that. Our comprehensive plan was written in 2002, was last updated in 2010, and even those updates were relatively minor. I talk about sustainable economic development because the approach we've taken isn't sustainable. We're bending over backwards, I think, in many cases to major global organizations, which we're giving incentives to come into our county, and we're not asking. No one's asking the hard questions about whether they're the right types of jobs or whether they're really the right deals for Orange County. Legoland, for instance, is coming in, and these are seasonal part-time jobs, which I don't think necessarily is the best thing.
On October 19th, the Goshen Town Planning Board approved the site plan for the proposed Legoland New York theme park. Officials with Legoland New York say that in addition to part-time and seasonal employees, the $500 million proposed theme park will create 500 permanent jobs in the technical trades, management, retail, food and beverage, and administrative areas. Davis says while he is not fully opposed to Legoland, he has major concerns, including about jobs, traffic, and effects on the character of the local community. As for another large project, Davis opposes Competitive Power Ventures' 680-megawatt Valley Energy Center in Wayweyanda.
CPV, I've come out against the project on the basis that not only was there corruption throughout the process, but there's a very real risk to the public health and safety, given the data and the facts of the science that have emerged over the past several years. And that's something I'm wanting really, really desperately for our county leadership to acknowledge the impact on public health and safety.
The corruption is alleged and bribery charges pending against a former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and a former CPV employee. In all, Davis believes there is work to be done locally on economic development to help combat broad income inequality seen nationally. He says refocusing locally is the place to start.
And we should be fostering really empowering local economies and the municipalities to develop from the bottom up so that they're telling us what they need and what their vision is for their area in the future. We've got great examples within Orange County of villages like Warwick and Cornwall, of communities that have really taken advantage of the strengths that they have. And we look across the river at Beacon and up the road to Kingston and we see other areas that have really revitalized themselves over the past decade or so. We should be looking to do the same exact thing, particularly in the city of Newburgh, where the socioeconomic condition is still needs a lot of work. We also have a very strong agricultural industry, which I think has been ignored in the current administration. And again, it ties back to this idea of us giving incentives to big global businesses rather than giving incentives to companies that local companies in Newburgh, in the agriculture industry, that would really, it'd be a better bang for our buck. Local incentives are known to create more jobs and they're known to create better spillover effects to our economy than big business.
Davis, who has an MBA from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, has a plan to increase transparency in government.
I announced a new budget process initiative called zero-based budgeting, which we'll need to start rolling out right away because it is going to be a little bit more work. But the zero-based budgeting process that I'm proposing will increase transparency into how taxpayers' money is being spent and set the conditions for a more sustainable way for us to reduce costs of government.
Turning to other matters, Davis believes county leadership essentially has been absent on the PFOS water contamination issue in Newburgh.
And the fact that a lot of this pollution comes from the Department of Defense over on Stewart Air Base really breaks my heart, particularly as a veteran, because it feels like, and given the response of the Department of Defense, it feels like they're turning their backs on the very people that they're supposed to be defending. I don't think our county has been a strong enough advocate for the residents of the city of Newburgh whose water is contaminated. There are many other cases in our county where the county executive should be using his position to get out in front of state leadership, to get out in front of federal leadership, if necessary, to advocate for what's right for our community. I just don't see that happening.
Officials say the water is safe to drink now that the city draws its water from the Catskill Aqueduct. A state-funded carbon filtration system for Newburgh is scheduled to be fully operational by early December. In addition to voting for county executive, a referendum will come before Monroe residents on whether to approve the Village of Curious Joel's formation of the new town of Palm Tree and separating from the town of Monroe.
With the Curious Joel situation in particular and the growth of the Hasidim, this is definitely one of, you know, I call it one of the most challenging problems that any community faces anywhere in the country, because there's so many different aspects to it. Civil liberties, home rule, religious liberty. It's just terribly, terribly complex. And I came out and I did support the creation of the new town, because as a resident of the town of Monroe, I believe that it is what we need to do, given the growth in the community, to protect the Monroe Town Board so that we can maintain control of our zoning and planning functions within the town government. That said, I think it is an absolute indictment of the leadership or lack of leadership at the county level that this deal had to be brokered between a non-elected concerned citizen group, United Monroe, and the KJ leadership. I say, you know, if what are we paying our county officials for? What are we paying our county executive for if it's not to create solutions to the most pressing problems in our community? So even though I supported the town, I agree 100% that it is not a complete solution, but we need the county to take a more active leadership role going forward in terms of implementation, making sure the details of the new town are worked out, and most importantly, that the concerns of the surrounding municipalities who were really left out of this process are taken into account.
Davis acknowledges that name recognition is among his biggest challenges, and he has been working hard to change this. He also says that for Democratic candidates, voter turnout will be key. He is hopeful that dissatisfaction with Republican politics will drive his party's voters to the polls November 7th.
If turnout is ever going to increase, this year is the time for that to happen. We also have other issues on the ballot, such as the Constitutional Convention, which I think is going to bring a lot of folks out who would not typically show up to the polls. And we also have the Town of Palm Tree referendum that we mentioned earlier.